Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Like a time machine.
So
You want to get into the show?
Dial 347-633-9376.
That's the number you can dial from all over the world. And you can get into the show.
I kid you not.
So we're going to start out getting your heart.
I think we're going to pull up Miss Janet Jackson.
We're going to make her our first track for the night. She's doing a little kind of up-tempo beat
called Make Me Love You,
Janet Jackson.
I see what you're doing. Come here. So you think you're ready? I just need you to... Baby, you came here to sit upon me.
We love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
God bless you.
Well, that was Michael Jackson that we played, and we did Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake, and we did Whitney Houston that we're getting ready to do, and George Michael. So it's kind of like a Jackson family tribute. We just got them all on here. Starting to show off, hitting it hard. Is there an echo? I think so. Let me turn it down a little bit. There you go. You know, it's kind of hard, but I got to do. All right, we've been cutting up, going through a little stuff. So we're going to go back to the old days. But before we get to that, how about I play a little Diana Krall? Why Should I Care? And I first heard this in a Clint Eastwood movie.
Why I could have done, or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away. And one who just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should I care?
They'll take a track and they'll turn it around. So let's see what I'm looking for. I want to find it now. I got to look through my little blossoms of records, stacks, tracks. Let's see. All right, here's one that we're going to use. You know, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell made Ain't No Mountain High Enough astronomically famous. So, we're going to do Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, but before we do them, we're going to do Ain't No Mountain High Enough featuring Vula. Yep, you heard me. Vula. V-U-L-A, and Brandon, really, that's his name, and the Soul Family. They're going to do Ain't No Mountain High Enough, And we're going to follow it up with Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye doing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So we'll do the new, and then we'll do the old. How about that?
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. Don't worry, baby, just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
No, no. I told you you could always count on me, darling.
And from the day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow.
Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough.
You don't have to worry. I think as far back as I can remember hearing music and hearing people sing and perform, I just knew that it's what I wanted to do, so I started singing in church.
And that was Marvin Gaye himself. And if you ever saw the video, Tammy was looking at him. He was looking at her. She was looking at him. He was looking at her. And I said, uh-oh. I think something's going on between Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. They sang the eights out of that song. All right, so like I said, we're doing a couple of tracks tonight where the original artist or old artist sang it, made it good, and the younger people heard it, and they say, you know what? That might be vintage, but I like it, so I'm going to sing it. So a young star named Leslie Grace, Hispanic young woman, she liked the 1964 tracks. And in her video, she kind of dressed them like they had on bobby socks and little wide skirts and stuff back in the sock hop days. And she cut it. So we're going to play the original track by the Ronettes called Be My Baby, 1962 or 64, one of them. I got to find out. And then we're going to hit you with Leslie Grace. And what she does for an up-to-date version, she also mixes in Spanish while she's singing a song. Letting people know she's Spanish, but she loves it, and she could sing, and then she sings it in English. Talent. Here we go. The Ronettes on American Bandstand.
Love me, I'll make you so proud of me.
And there you go. And that was Leslie Grace. And she took a lot of, well, a few, 64 songs, spread them out with English and Spanish. And she became a big star recently. So you could take the old and the new and blend them together, and you get the cool tune. You know, I'm a poet. All right, so, you know, like I said, we're going to mix in a couple of oldies and new. Did you know Adele also took that song, and she re-recorded it too? I'm like, is everybody in love with the 60s? I mean, they was all singing them. Like, yeah, I like those songs, Don. I said, oh, man, this is pretty good. So we got some more for you. But I was watching a movie maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I saw Bernie Mac in the movie, along with Samuel L. Jackson in the movie. And they were doing a movie called Soul Man. So you see, they take the old Sam and Dave, they made a movie out of it. And I can't remember which one was Sam and which one was Dave. Now, I think Bernie Mac was Sam, I do. But it was funny, man. It was funny. So it just shows you how you can do something some time ago and it never goes away. So quit worrying about the age thing. Quit worrying about how long you're going to be here. Just do your thing and be glad that you're able to do it.
See, I'll leave with every piece of
And I got to tell you a little story for real. This is a true story, right? Anyway, I'm in Memphis at my friend's house. And he's got an agency that deals with young men aging out of foster care. So in other words, they're a little bit too old to be in foster care, but they're still up under foster care help. So anyway, the little guys, they think they know everything, right? They like, hey, Don, man, Mr. McClure, you know, we be playing new stuff. You be playing that old stuff. I said, I don't know about no old stuff. So anyway, I played Adele, right? Because I like the beat. I can play it loud, right? So they'd be listening. And I say, y'all like that? Yeah, it's all right. So one day I went to the store and I came back because I had to walk them to school in the morning. Yeah, I act like a little parent. So anyway, I walk in and one of them got a headset on, singing to Dale, screaming to the top of his voice, Yoni in the D. Everybody screaming. Him and his little friends, I say, hey, I thought y'all didn't like that. They said, oh, okay. That's a bad track, man. Bad. We're going to jump to a track that I get asked to play every year that I've been on radio. Every year. And I'm like, can y'all get enough of that song? They'd be like, no. That's our national anthem. Now I got to tell you, I got to do a disclaimer. The guy that she's talking about, he's not mad at her. She's talking about, you know, you said orange juice was sour. And orange juice was sour. It was like 3 months old. He wanted to read his newspaper in the morning. She said, you don't want to talk? He started reading the newspaper, the stock market. She thought, you don't talk no more. I run home and I cook and clean and you don't pay me no attention. So anyway, whenever the song plays out in the clubs, man, the ladies go crazy. Superwoman. But I must say, the orange juice was sour.
Your daddy.
Let me get that echo out of there. Anyway, so she's talking about the orange juice. Now, you know, when I'm in the counseling sessions, you know, I get to hear that, and I say, well, let me ask you a question. And they be all mad and stuff, right? Red in the face. Yeah, listen. He said orange juice bad. So I said, well, did you check the expiration date? No. Well, he's brought me a carton, and it says 8 months. 8 months ago, you bought this orange juice. So it is sour. Oh, man. Then they threw the orange juice at me. You're always siding with the men. Oh, man. You listen to the Donna's McCullough show. And I'm not drinking no 8-month-old orange juice. I don't care what nobody says. All right. We got some more great music for you. This is a track that came from a movie that was really good. Glenn Lewis, Fall Again.
Oh,
Oh, man, I like that track. Now I got another track for you. Michael Jackson. It's called Break of Dawn. And, man, like I said, tonight, we're playing a couple of them that people don't normally play. You know, they're always playing bad and smooth criminal. But Michael was bad, man. He could cut. Break of Dawn, Michael Jackson.
It's bigger. not the way you smile that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, oh, oh. Many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. You should hear what they say about you. Keep, keep. They say you've never, never, never been true. Well, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Oh, man. Now, that was a Dale. And before that, it was the Shirelles, 1964 group. You know, now, Burt Bacharach was writing a lot of songs for them. And, I mean, he was knocking it out of the park. You heard Leslie Grace do Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? That was an old Shirelles song. The Shirelles sang Baby It's You. Did I Hit You? With a Dale's version. So what I'm trying to tell you is that it doesn't matter how old a song is, how old you are, how old your paintings or writings are, they're still good. One of the tracks that just took America, and I do mean America, it just tugged at their heartstrings. And it's called, this is dedicated to the one I love. And everybody in that time was singing that song. And the soldiers, they were away. And the song was written for one of the soldiers. And man, matter of fact, Amy Winehouse did the song currently. You know, when she was around. And there's a lot of people sang the song. But the Shirelles made it number one. So here we go. This is dedicated. I'm going to sound like Dick Clark on the Dick Clark Show. And this is dedicated to the one I love. This is a really big hit on American Bandstand.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
got your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together.
So you secured the back and you secured all the windows? Great job, guys. Miss Sparks, you're perfectly safe now.
Actually, I feel very safe.
Why don't I show you how this works? Push this button and you punch in any number that you feel comfortable with. That's it. It's easy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Dwayne.
Yes.
Can I offer you something to drink?
Listen, I really would love to, but I have some other jobs to attend to. Maybe another time? I do know you're calling. Hey, if you ever need me, I mean for the system that is, just give me a call.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the
tonight, we're gonna celebrate. Mm-hmm. All through the night.
Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. nothing new in my life. Old habits are hard to break. I wanted more for myself, but I was scared to change my ways. Then I saw you. You said the very thing that was in my heart. But how did you know? Day by day, every morning, sunshine looks so different to me. I appreciate everything. It's all because of you. You said the very thing in my heart. But how did you know?
Tonight, too, was Michael Jackson and Boyz II Men, which is good. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I'm enjoying it. I'm going to knock your socks off. And if you was back in day 64, you'd have on Bobby socks. You'd have on little white ankle socks that the girls used to wear. They sure was cute, though, from what I saw the pictures of. Pretty cute. All right, here we go.
Ooh, listen, baby. you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far,
don't worry, baby,
just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry, you don't have to worry.
Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
No, no.
I told you you could always count on me, darling.
And from the day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow.
Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no mountain low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.